running. The restaurant is open for business. Lots of pizza and lasagna. If you feel hungry, then the restaurant is running.
जय राध माधव कुंज विहारी जय राध माधव कुंज विहारी जय राध माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरावन चारे जय राध माधव कुंज विहारी जय राध माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन जय जगन 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 Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai. Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai. Jaya Radha Lananishwara Radha Lananishwara Radhe. Jaya Radha Lananishwara Radha Lananishwara Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Jaya Guru Deva.
Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivacharya Stodra Sarasi Srimad A.C. Bhakti Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Kije Jayom Nitya Lila Pravista Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivacharya Stodra Sarasi Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Thakur Maharaj Prabhupada Kije Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Kije Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kije Sri Rupa Shishanathan Bhata Raghunath Sri Jeeva Gopal Bhata Dasa Raghunath Sri Goswami Prabhu Kije Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Ghor Bhakta Vrinda Kije Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Kunar Kund Giri Govardhan Kije Braj Bhumi Sri Vrindavan Dham Kije Navadip Mayapur Dham Kije Jagannath Puri Dham Kije Gangamai Jamunamai Kije Srimati Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Kije Samvet Bhakta Vrinda Kije Harinam Sankirtan Yagya Kije Sri Jagannath Snan Yatra Utsava Kije Hitai Gora Premanande. All glorious assembly devotees, all glorious assembly devotees, all glorious assembly devotees, all glories, Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga. ओम ज्ञान त्रिमनंदस्य ज्ञानंजना शलाकया चक्षुसुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः नमाओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्वशेष सुन्नवादी भक्षाचार्य सतारिणे पंचकल्पद्रुभ्यश्चा कृपा सिंधुभ्यश्च पतितनां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासि घोर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Thank you very much for allowing me to speak today on the special day today of Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra's Nan Yatra. So we are performing this Nan Yatra every day since last 40 years here in London for the pleasure of the Lord. So I was thinking that last two Nan Yatras I've given class and spoken about different aspects of Lord Jagannath. So I was thinking what to speak this time because I don't want to repeat what I have said in the previous two classes. So I thought I would find something new. So I was trying to meditate on Lord Jagannath. I said, Dear Lord Jagannath, allow me to speak something which will make some sense. Otherwise I will look a fool. And I'm sure nobody likes to be a fool. Unless until you are a Paramahamsa. Then you are free of false ego. And if you are free of false ego, and doesn't really matter because a pure devotee considers himself the most unworthy and most foolish because he has no personal ego. So when I was meditating, I came across some articles about Lord Jagannath. So we all know that some 700-800 years back, Indrajumna Maharaj was desirous to worship the Lord. So he was meditating on the Lord. And of course at that time the presiding deity of Jagannath Puri was Radha Nilamadava. So some of you might have been there and seen the beautiful form of Nilamadava up in the mountains. It's I think about 100 miles from the present Puri temple in the hills. It's not a very popular place because it's very difficult to get to because it's up in the hills. And most people now, since they are exposed to the glories of Lord Jagannath, they forget the original residing deity of Puri, Nilamadava. So anyway, this very Nilamadava came in the dream of Indrajumna Maharaj. And as we all know the story that he was seeing these logs floating in the ocean. And in his dream he was told that you go and retrieve these logs and then my form will be carved out of that and then you worship them. When I was reading this article, something very important point which struck to me, and in that article it was mentioned that this is the divine appearance of Lord Jagannath. Now who is Lord Jagannath? Anybody? Who is Lord Jagannath? Of course, he's the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So when Sri Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago to Devaki and Vasudev, the big celebration began of Sri Krishna Janamashtami. So why are we not celebrating the appearance of Lord Jagannath in the same pomp and glory as we celebrate Janamashtami? Because it is not different from the appearance of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. I was reading this and I thought that the Nan Yatra is observed and we come here and we are fortunate enough that the Lord allows us to bathe him and receive mercy by doing that devotional service to the Lord personally. Because normally only the designated pujaris are allowed to worship the Lord. But on this day, he allows everyone. And of course, Srila Prabhupada established a standard in ISKCON that those who are second initiates can only do deity worship. But on this day, whether you are initiated or uninitiated, Brahmin or non-Brahmin, doesn't matter. The Lord welcomes you and He gives you an opportunity to render that very personal service which allows us to connect the Supreme Lord through that devotional service to the Lord of bathing Him. Because remember, bathing is a very intimate service. You know, all of us, we take our baths. We don't take our baths in the public. You know, we have our privacy. And at the same time, unless you are a six-month-old child, you don't expect the mother to bathe you. You know, it is a very, very intimate personal service. But here the Lord is allowing you to come and render that very personal service. Why? Because He's so compassionate and merciful that He wants you to connect with Him in the spirit of devotion so that you can get freed from this bondage of material existence, of birth and death, and you can actually begin your service and your journey going back home, back to Godhead. So Lord Jagannath has appeared. Now, the same time when Lord Krishna appeared to Vasudev and Devaki, simultaneously, Mother Subhadra also appeared to Mother Yashoda. So it's the same time they took their appearance. Of course, Lord Balaram, he came slightly before Krishna. Now, there's a reason why Lord Balaram came before Krishna. Because in Ramayana, when Ramachandra came, Lakshman came as his younger brother. So Ram promised him that when I come again for my next pastime, I'll allow you to be my senior. So that is why Lord Balaram came before. But on Snani Yatra day, all three appears at the same time. This is a wonderful traditional pastime of the Lord, that they have come all together. Why? To increase our devotion and our attachment to the Supreme Lord. Because we don't get benefit of celebrating just Krishna Janamashtami, but also the appearance of Subhadra Devi and Balaram. Otherwise, we celebrate Balaram Jayanti separately. We celebrate Janamashtami, but we have gradation. Janamashtami is done with a lot of celebration and great expectation that on this day we should take darshan to the Lord, render some service, and we'll be freed from our material bondage. But remember, to approach Krishna, you have to approach Balaram. See, come follow. Balaram is saying, here, don't forget me. So, Balaram, Jayanti, we celebrate, but in a smaller scale. Why? Because we see this appearance in different gradation. But in the scriptures, it is explained that Lord Balaram is also known different from Lord Krishna. It's the same. And Subhadra is also on the same level because she is not something material. She is spiritual. And any expansions of the Lord are considered equal in terms of spiritual values. So here, we are getting opportunity to celebrate the appearance of Lord Jagannath, appearance of Lady Subhadra, and appearance of Lord Balaram. But in our normal practices, we do not celebrate the appearance of Lady Subhadra. Because Janmashtami is taken over by Krishna, and Subhadra is nowhere to be seen. So we miss out on the mercy of Lady Subhadra. Because Subhadra came also to enact a particular pastime of the Lord. And what was that pastime? That pastime was to allow Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda to get the pleasure of having childhood pastimes with Krishna. So that is why she appeared to Mother Yashoda, and of course there was an exchange taking place. Otherwise that exchange wouldn't have taken place, then that pastime wouldn't have existed. And the pastime where Kansa is
insulted by Subhadra when he's trying to kill her, thinking this is the eighth child of Devaki and Vasudeva. But of course, he could not kill her because she's not an ordinary person. She's a transcendental personality. So to fulfill the desire of Indrajumna Maharaj, the Lord came as in all three forms at the same time. And the first ceremony of snana was done to install the deity of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And then the worship was established in Jagannath Puri. And it's going on ever since. And of course, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he took the mercy of Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra all over the world and he established them everywhere so that we could be participants in this transcendental festival. So actual Snan Yatra in Jagannath Puri is tomorrow on the full moon of this particular month. But of course we have to do it according to our convenience. So we do it according to the time, place, circumstances and Metropolitan Police of London. But of course the Metropolitan Police of London are also a very integral part of this pastime of Lord Jagannath, because without that permission Jagannath cannot come out on the streets and fulfill his desire to give audience to the citizens. So he's engaging the Metropolitan Police in that activity. And of course, as we heard Titikshu Prabhu say, lots and lots of cakes, but they are not just lots and lots of cakes they are eating. It is actually the transcendental prasadam of the Lord. And that mercy, by receiving that mercy, they got purified in their heart, and they are also engaging in the service of Lord Jagannath. So see, Lord Jagannath is so kind that he would allow everyone to begin the spiritual journey. He doesn't look at any qualifications. Anybody and everybody is welcome. And once you see Lord Jagannath, your life is finished in the material world. You may be temporarily still bopping up and down in this material context, but really speaking, this is your final journey. Because Lord Jagannath, with his big eyes, he has taken a picture of you and he has embraced in his heart. And when you enter the heart of Lord Jagannath, then that's it. Our life is finished. I tell you that many examples of the people who come for Jagannath Rath Yatra, and when they first time they have seen Lord Jagannath, and they are curious and say, "Oh, okay, what is this? You know, some festival, this, that." But sometimes down the road, their hearts change, and they actually become devotees of Lord Jagannath. So it's very, very transcendental pastimes which the Lord is enacting with the masses. Generally, when you read Krishna book, you read all the different pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan with the cowherd boys, with the gopis. And it's not ordinary people. They are actually highly elevated, pure souls who have taken birth in Braj Dham to participate in pastimes of Krishna. But you and I are not that fortunate that we have taken birth in Braj, nor have we taken birth as devotees. But somehow Lord Jagannath, being so kind that he is allowing us the status of a devotee and allowing us to participate in the same pastimes which the elevated souls of Braj is doing. Just see, you know. Otherwise, to interact with the Lord, it's not easy. But the Lord is so kind that he's allowing us to participate. And he fulfills desire of all living entities. So in one of the pastimes of Lord Jagannath, when the bathing ceremony was going on, there was one associate of Indrajumna Maharaj called Ganapati Bhatta. He was a great devotee of Lord Ganesha. So Indrajumna Maharaj said, "Please come for the darshan." He said, "No. I will do everything for you, but I cannot give up my Lord in my heart. And he was completely fixed in his worship to Lord Ganesha. So Indra Jamuna said, yes, come, Lord Jagannath will give you darshan. So he goes and takes darshan of Lord Jagannath. And he sees Lord Jagannath with beautiful big eyes, hands protruding, and a big smile. And this guy said, where is Ganesha? I'm disappointed. So he leaves with great disappointment. And as he's going away, Lord Jagannath appears in his heart and he tells him, come back for darshan. This time you won't be disappointed. He said, no, I cannot come. I came once, I was disappointed. I only want to see Ganesha. So said, Lord Jagannath said, don't worry. Second time you won't be disappointed. But he goes again. And behold, behold, he sees Lord Ganesha on the altar. And not just Jagannath, but Baladev also is taking the form of Ganesha. And he gives the darshan. Then he understands that the Supreme Lord, Jagannath, is the Lord of all Lords. And he can reciprocate with everyone according to one's desire. So, of course, he fulfilled the desire of Ganapati Bhatta. Now, similarly, when we come for darshan, we approach Lord Jagannath. And remember now, you know, when we see Lord Jagannath at 12:30 for his grand Rajbhog Aarti, only keep one thing in your mind. Dear Lord, allow me to embrace you and be free from this material bondage. Anything other than that, you're in trouble. Because at that time, Lord Jagannath is so much in ecstasy that he will fulfill whatever your desires are. So one must be very careful at that point. You don't hold anything in your heart except to be a first-class devotee of the Lord. So that is one aspect of Lord Jagannath. Now, as we all know, Lord Jagannath is made out of wood, unlike the other deities which are marble or metal. So when Lord Jagannath is painted with all his beautiful eyes, nice beautiful face, and all the colorful decorations on his body, during the bathing ceremony, he's bathed with 108 pots of water with sandalwood paste in it. And when he's bathed, all the painting on his face is all run down. Now, nobody wants to see that form of the Lord because we are still conditioned. We cannot see beyond the external. So if someone sees the deity of Lord Jagannath and the eyes are all run down, the mouth is not there and it's all color and it's disfigured, you will not appreciate the beauty of the Lord. So what will happen at that point, you will commit some offense against the Lord. Because you say, oh, the Lord doesn't look beautiful anymore. He doesn't look right. So we'll certainly commit offense. So because of that, the Lord is dressed in the Hathi Vesha also. So when they are covering the face of the Lord with lots of flowers and a trunk and everything, you don't see the deity behind, but you see the Ganesha Darshan or the Hathi Vesha. And for 14 days he goes in hiding. Now there's a number of reasons why he does that. One, of course, because he's been bathed by so much cold water, and it's not just few potfuls, it's 108 pots, and these pots are not tiny pots. If you go to Jagannath Puri, you will see that they're huge pots. And I mean, it's just bathing and bathing. And the temperature in Jagannath Puri right now, maybe it's about 43, 45. It's a very hot day. And all of a sudden, you get lots and lots of water on you. Then you get cold and feverish. So the Lord retreats in his privacy to recuperate. Second is that he allows his intimate devotees to redecorate him very nicely. So this is again allowing the personal associates of Lord Jagannath to do that personal service of decorating the Lord with, you know, repainting him. So it takes 14 days to paint. Now this paint is not what we use, oil paint or gloss paint. It is all natural paint made out of natural dyes from herbs and different fruits and different kinds of natural elements. So nothing artificial, it's all natural. So it takes time to redecorate the Lord in his beautiful glory. The same time, while this is happening, for those 14 days when the Lord is in his private sanctuary, where he doesn't give audience to anybody, again he's allowing his devotees to render some very personal service. Now, I read another story. It is a traditional story in some Orissan literature. It's written by many, many years before in Oriya language about the person of the Lord. That the Lord was feeling separation from Radharani. And when he's feeling separation from Radharani, his body is getting feverish, getting very hot, extremely hot. And not only that, the temperature outside is hot, 40-45 degrees, and the body is very hot. So all the devotees of Lord Jagannath are thinking, we have to cool him down. So they take him out into the open. And open air is blowing breeze from the ocean. That is not cooling down. So then they decide we have to cool him with scented water of sandalwood. Because we all know sandalwood paste is got quality of cooling effect. So they mix a lot of sandalwood with the water and bathing the Lord with that. And then trying to cool the Lord down. So again, the Lord gets little cool. And then he retreats in his privacy. And still he's feeling separation from Braj. So for those 14 days, the devotees of Lord Jagannath will only offer him fruits. And these are fruits which are unpeeled. Now normally we make a nice fruit salad, chop it up and decorate and all these things. This is just freshly fruit from the tree, washed and just offered, unpeeled. Why? Because this was the same mood which Radharani and the gopis were picking fruits from Vrindavan forest and offering to Krishna. Because at that time, they don't think about anything but they see Krishna and how to please Krishna. So in their madness of this love for Krishna, they forget to clean the fruit and peel it up and make it nice, you know, decorated on a plate and offer it to Krishna. They just give the whole thing and out of madness for Krishna. So Krishna is feeling a lot of separation from that bhava of his devotees in Braj. So when the pandas who are designated pujaris of Lord Jagannath by his own divine arrangement, they offer him this service, so then he feels a little pacified. And then after 14 days, he feels that now he is content with the mood of Braj. So on that day, he decides, okay, now I'm going to come out into the streets. I'm going to give blessings to all because I'm fully satisfied by the service offered to me by my devotees. So he comes out and he renders he gives the blessings to everyone. And on that day, it is unlimited blessings. So again, like today's darshan, they said, make sure your hearts are only desiring one thing. Otherwise, you could be in big trouble. And on the day of Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra, it's the same. Because of 14 days of separation, there's no darshan. You know, and you know, the longer the separation is, the more we feel the desire to see the Lord. Even in our ordinary exchanges, if your near and dear loved one is away for you for a few days, you're always concerned and you want to see that person. And when you see that person after a few days of separation, there's such a joy in the heart. This is mundane joy. So when you see the Lord, can you imagine how much ecstasy there is in the heart? Because for 14 days is a long time. You know, unless you're not a very staunch devotee of the Lord, then it won't matter whether you take darshan, don't take darshan. Sometimes in our day-to-day lives, I don't feel a little lazy today. I'm not going to temple today for darshan. So you don't come to temple for darshan. Other days, okay, you know, someone prompts you, say, okay, I'll go. Then you come and then you see the Lord. But one who is a serious devotee of Krishna, he will never want to stay away from Krishna. Every moment away from Krishna is a great pain in the heart. So for us, those who are devout devotees of Lord Jagannath, 14 days without seeing him is literally like dying and pain in the heart. And on that day when he comes out, so much joy in the heart, that it is tremendous joy and the pleasure we get. And because that day your heart is full of joy and eagerness to see the Lord will reciprocate with you. Yes, mam propayante. He will reciprocate with you. And he will fulfill all your desires. So again, we have to be careful that we don't have any mundane desires, because we could get in serious trouble. You know, we are, on the one hand, we are trying to get out of this material world and the bondage of birth and death. On the other, we are saying, yes, Lord, I want to be free from this, but at the same time, I want a little bit of this, which is material sense enjoyment. Then the Lord is in dilemma, what to do? Now, you know, Supreme Lord, as Prabhupada explains, is a very fair person. He will give you what you want. He will not say that one thing you're asking is bad and one thing, other thing you're asking is good, so I'll give you good over bad. He'll give you both. And then, you know, you can be in trouble. Because, you know, most of us, we are not on that very high platform of devotion. So when we get good and bad, you know, we can't see the good, we see the bad. Why? Because the bad is very easy to test. Yeah? For example, in this material world, there are so many tests, mundane tests. But they are easy to acquire. And they are easy to please the senses. But to get spiritual test, to get the test of the holy name of the Lord, to get the nectar of the Lord by seeing, you know, the beautiful form through the eyes, it is not easy. You know, we don't get the same ecstasy when we see the Lord as with something mundane. This is just a general experience. Most of us who had experience that, you know, you can see something mundane, you say, wow, it looks quite nice. When you see the Lord, you say, well, it looks quite nice. But they're both nice, are on the same level. But of course, material and spiritual is the vast difference. But we cannot differentiate it. Why? Because still, we are covered with the material senses. The senses have to be purified enough to see the spirituality. So, of course, that's why it is very important that we maintain our hearts clean and pure at the time when we see the Lord. So he fulfills that part of the bargain and not the mundane part. And when the Lord comes out, as I said, he's showering blessings. And he's not being picky and saying, oh, he's my devotee, that's my devotee, she's my devotee. Okay, blessings, blessings, blessings. A non-devotee, meat eater, drunkard, or non-Hindu, Christian, Muslim, or forget those guys. Anyone and everyone. Now, not just the human beings, even the animals, even the bugs, they all get liberation by the mercy of Lord Jagannath. That is the greatness of Lord Jagannath's mercy, especially on the day when he comes out on the streets. Because of that day, he is completely, you know, in the mood of freely giving everything. Other days, he says, you read Bhagavad Gita. And then in the Bhagavad Gita, the 18th chapter, says, Sarva Dharmam Parijata, Mame Kam Shavaja, Aham Tam Sarva Bhav. Saying there are conditions. If you want something, fulfill these conditions. If you fulfill those conditions, then Krishna will reciprocate accordingly. Otherwise, if you don't fulfill those conditions, Krishna has no contract. But on this day, he says, no conditions. Just come. Whoever is there gets blessings. Now, some of us will definitely go on that day of Rath Yatra, because we have knowledge that on this particular day, at this particular time, the Lord is going to come in Hyde Park Corner, and we're going to begin our Rath Yatra journey from there to Trafalgar Square. So we are all going to make arrangements and be there. But others are just bystanders. They just happen to be in the right place, the right time. And why have they come here? They have come to see the city of London. Tourists. They have not come to see Lord Jagannath. They have come to see Hyde Park, Trafalgar Square, Piccadilly Circus, and all the offerings of City of London. But the Lord is not going to discriminate against them, because they are in the right place at the right time. Mercy is given to them. Just see. It's such transcendental pastime of the Lord that He gives this mercy freely. So those who are bystanders are getting the mercy of the Lord, then what to speak of those who are actually making concerted effort to go and see the Lord. So here the Lord is a little bit biased. Although He's supposed to be non-biased, but He's a little biased. Because He favors His devotees. Why? Because He sees His devotees as His friends. And the Lord is more compassionate towards His friends. He'll give mercy to all. But the friends and devotees, He'll give mercy also. And not only that, but the friends and devotees, because they understand the concept of Krishna Bhakti, the devotional service to the Lord, when the Lord is showering His mercy, they will appreciate the mercy. Others who have no knowledge of this, they will receive the mercy, but they will not know. For example, those people who understand the importance of prasadam, and some devotee comes and says, Haribol Prabhu, little mahaprasad for you. You'll be so happy. Oh, thank you very much. No, you will take it and you'll appreciate, oh, this is mahaprasad of the Lord. Now, the guy standing outside in the street, he has no concept of what is mahaprasadam. He has no concept of what is prasadam. He has no concept of what is Lord Jagannath. And the devotees are distributing cream coconut or cookie or some form of prasadam. And he says, oh, what is this? Oh, it's nice. And he pops it in his mouth. He has no understanding. So he won't have that reverence and that appreciation of receiving the prasadam. But nonetheless, he is going to get the benefit of the prasadam. And sometimes they may get more mercy than those who are devotees. Because devotees sometimes are taking for granted, it's prasadam. I get it every day. No big deal. And then we become choosy. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like that. You know, in the old days, we used to have a system where there's a big tray of mahaprasadam and all the different preparations are there. And then we all sit down for lunch prasadam. And while the regular prasadam is served, one devotee would come with a big tray of mahaprasad. And then he would come by and then he would say, samosa, gulab jamun, rice, oh, forget rice, karela, paneer sabji, yeah, take that. And he goes. And then as he's going further, all the goodies which are palatable to the tongue are disappearing fast. And the last person sitting there saying, Karela Sabji.
I like that.
Very few people who have acquired taste for Karela. So Sakiras Prabhu, I think, you know, he loves Karela. So maybe he would be eager to take Karela instead of Rasagula, you know. But nonetheless, this is our consciousness. And we become choosy and picky. But really speaking, all the prasadam is the same. So I was thinking similar when we were doing the auctioning of the flags, and some flags were small, some were big, so we were thinking, I'll go for the big one. And I'll go for the small one. And then there's a small flag and there's a big flag. And there's a big flag and there's a maha big flag. And we think, okay, small will go for cheap, so I'll go for the cheap one. £5. £10. And then maha one goes, okay, 108, and it goes. And we are putting the value on the flag according to the size of the flag and the color of the flag. But really, the mercy of the Lord is not measured in material size. It is transcendental. It's equal, whether it's a 2 feet flag or it's 50 feet flag. In material calculations, it's big and small. The flag is a flag. It has appeared on the top of the Lord's altar, and is signifying the presence of the Lord. And that flag is equal mercy, whoever gets it. It's not that there's less mercy or more mercy. Same thing to Sodom. You know, whether it's just rice, or it's palatable, very spicy, very tasteful paneer sabji, it's the same. But because we make differentiation, then what happens? we don't receive the full potency of the prasaram because we don't see the prasaram. Now, one thing we have to understand, that Srila Prabhupada is very, very particular when he's using a language. He's saying, either we respect prasadam or we honor prasadam. But most of us say, we eat prasadam. Eating is a mundane activity. It's just for the tongue and the belly. But honoring means, you see, this is non-different from Krishna. Just as you pay your obeisances to the Lord on the altar, the prasadam is non-different. But in a different form, but still non-different from the Lord. So we honor and respect. But we hardly use our language. And sometimes actually when we use our language, we use language according to what we mean. And we say, we eat. Or have you eaten prasadam? Have you heard any words? Have you honored prasadam? Very rarely. Unless you have proper understanding, then through training and proper practice, you'll learn to respect and honor the Lord, the prasadam, and every other aspect which is connected with the Supreme Lord is all transcendental pure, so you'll honor in that same way. We all know the story of the Brahmana, Ramanuja Acharya, when he was sitting on the banks of the river, and some of his disciples asked him, what is the potency of prasada? And of course he said, you have read it so many times in the scriptures. I've spoken many times in my discourses. But you're still asking the same question. He said, you will not understand. So he picks up a handful of rice from his plate and he throws it into the river. And as the rice grains are going down into the river water, whichever fish eats that rice grain, immediately after consuming that rice grain, they give up this fish body, and the transcendental spiritual body emerges from the river and shoots up towards the spiritual sky. And these devotees are in all reverence and are completely, taken back by seeing this act. And then they are approaching again the spiritual master and saying, but we are taking prasadam every day, and we're still stuck in this body, which is full of pain, bile, mucus, and unspeakable things. And of course, why? Because you're not seeing that in a transcendental way. You're seeing it as palatable foodstuffs to sustain your body. But how many of us, be honest, how many of us eat prasadam for purification of the heart, and how many of us eat for sustenance of the body? Anybody want to be honest? How many people are eating just to sustain the body? A few honest people, which is very nice. And I presume those who didn't put their hands up are actually taking prasadam for purification and actually honoring prasadam. If you're doing that, then what are you doing these bodies? He said, I've given these bodies up a long time ago. Because once you connect with Krishna, this material world doesn't seem a fit place to be in. You know, it's like, for example, you sitting in a room and some foolish person is want to play some mischief, and he lets go of your sting bombs in here. How many of you are going to sit and say, well, it's a pure place, it's a temple of the Lord, I'm going to sit here and just tolerate it? We'll all be the first one to be out of that door and screaming and shouting, who did this? Why? It is a dirty place. It smells. Although it's a temple room, it smells of the sting bomb. It's a very foul smell. Nobody wants to be here. So when you see Krishna and connect with Krishna, then you see this material world like that. It is unfit. Prabhupada says it's unfit for a gentleman. And a gentleman would not stay in a place which is not befitting his position. He would leave that place immediately. But all of us, after understanding so much knowledge about the spiritual values of life, reading from the scriptures of like Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and all this knowledge is there. We discuss this also amongst ourselves many times. In discourses we hear this. After hearing all these things, we want to be attached to this body. We are still grooming this body, thinking this body is not such a bad bargain. Otherwise, every day we would be really praying to Krishna, "Dear Lord, free me from this body. Free me from this body. Help me out of here." But no, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, you know. I'm a devotee now. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. And I'm following all the rules, regulation of Krishna Bhakti. I'm doing okay. Who wants to stay in this material world? No one. If they have a right understanding. But we still want to stay back. That is why all through our lives, even after understanding so much knowledge about what is right to do and what is not right to do, we still engage in the wrong things. Someone who really understands, he would be running away from materialistic world. He would be running away from materialistic things. But we are always attached to these things. Latest iPhone 5 coming out. Who wants it? Everybody wants it. Why? Because he has got many apps. And you know, hey, Prabhu, look, you know, to justify iPhone 5S, you know, I can download the whole proper books on this. So there are some devotees who told me that. You know, I got the latest phone and I got the whole proper books on this. Oh, that's nice. How many times have you read it? Oh, I have it. But what's the point of having it if you don't read it? And then, at best of time, you know, on big letters, you're having a hard time reading, you know. A tiny little thing. Who's going to read Srimad Bhagavatam on a little phone, you know, on 3x4 inch screen, you know. It's difficult. But we want it. Now, if you look, you know, the real sadhus who understand, they are not concerned with all these things. They would be rather giving up all these things. But we want. We want. And because we want, we justify. Well, it's fine. Prabhu is, you know, in service of Krishna, you know. I use it for Krishna's service. Well, I remember, you know, when I first joined the movement, we didn't have mobile phones. And we're still doing our service. We're going out on Harinam. We're going out on book distribution. We're going out door to door. We're going for house programs. We're doing all the activities. Now we have the latest mobile phones with many different applications. Prabhu, I need it for my service. Do we need it for our service? We don't. But instead, now we have phones, and then the phone companies give you enticement. 1,000 minutes free and unlimited text messages. So you say, well, Prabhu, it's unlimited. Ping, 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 ping. Send text all day long. What is the value? You know, it's ridiculous. But we can't give it up. The other day I was taking rest. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I received a text message. I said, who in his right mind would send text message at 2 o'clock in the morning? But of course, the devotee had no sense. Because, you know, when you send a text message, it makes noise and it wakes you up. You know, because of the, you know, blip sounds or, you know, different sound mechanism in the different phones. It will wake you up. Now, 2 o'clock in the morning, unless it's something like, you know, do or die situation, Prabhu, you know, the world is falling apart. Better start chanting Hare Krishna. You get up at 2 o'clock, Hare Krishna, and you know, the world is going to end. It's fine. But it's not happening, you know. So, anyway, you know, you should pray to the Supreme Lord, and especially days like this when you observe the transcendental festival of Lord's pastimes, which allows us to remember Him even more and become connected with Him. And in the same spirit, because I feel very strongly that unless and until there hasn't the change of heart has not taken place in your heart, then we are failing in our execution of Krishna Bhakti. So every day there should be change of heart, and the longer you are practicing, the more change in your heart should be, and the more change in your heart is there, then there's more room for Krishna and less for material things in your heart. And as soon as Krishna takes over the whole heart, then you're completely living in the transcendental world. Prabhupada says you'll be very happy in this world and the next. Because it doesn't matter whether you're here or in the spiritual world. Because either way, material body doesn't matter anymore, because the soul is in the pure transcendental atmosphere. And you are completely freed from the sufferings. And that is the goal we are trying to achieve. So I will stop here, but it is 12:15. if anybody has any comments or any questions, we'll take 4 or 5 minutes. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for wonderful plans. Just a point about the gadgets. This is just a devil's advocate situation. So, personally, I think that the sannyasis, they should give up all these computers and laptops and their mobile phones. But the grihasthas, we have to deal with the avocators. We have to deal with the material world, money and working and all this. So we should be allowed to have them. So the sannyasis, they should give all their computers to the
grihasthas.
And the mobile phone. If you know any Maharaj that's got an iPhone X, please ask him to give it to me.
Well, I'll tell you, Srila Prabhupada, of course, in Prabhupada's time, there was not iPhones were not there, but Rolex watches were there. Now, Rolex watches are very expensive. You know, it's not cheap stuff. It costs around, you know, 5,000, 10,000, 12,000, some even 20,000 pounds, or even more. One time, Srila Prabhupada was given 2 Rolex watches by different 2 different devotees. So Prabhupada very graciously accepted the gift from his disciple as an offering of love, because Prabhupada didn't want to disappoint the disciple, because they came to offer something with great affection to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada put on 1 watch and 2 watch. And then there's a photograph of Srila Prabhupada in one magazine, BTG, and there's many other archives also you find. Prabhupada is saying something like this. And there's 2 Rolex watches. Now, when you see that watch, you say, he's a pure devotee, he's talking about renunciation, he's talking about Yukta Varagya, 2 Rolex watches. Now, that would be your and my observation. But minutes after that photo was taken, what happened? Prabhupada took it off, and then what did he do? The other one? Gave it. Now Prabhupada is not thinking, Rolex what? $10,000? Okay. Put it in my pocket. No, he gave it away. He's not attached. But he received the service from the 2 devotees and made them feel happy by rendering service to the spiritual master. Here he gave it away to 2 different devotees. And those 2 devotees will receive, oh, mercy of the Guru. So they will probably cherish those Rolex watches, you know, because it is it's the gift from the spiritual master. So it's renounced. That's a true spirit. Now at the same time, a devotee of the Lord, in the spirit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whether you are a sannyasi, a vanaprastha, a grihastha or brahmachari, all 4 are supposed to practice the same principle of Yukta Varagya. It's not that the grihasthas need to have these facilities. I said nobody needs these facilities. All we need is a clean heart and a japa mala. If you have that, that is your most prized possession. Everything else is just a disturbance to your spiritual life. You don't need it. But we justify it because of so many things. So my understanding is, the less you have, the better you will become a good devotee, because you have no anxiety. You have a nice iPhone, what is going to happen? You're going to concern, where I put it, you know, who's going to steal it? You know, all these things in your mind are there, and then you're talking to someone, and all of a sudden, whoops, it dropped on the floor. Oh my God, my iPhone. Let me check, do I have insurance cover or not? So many anxieties. You know, so it's just an example of these modern fads we have. We don't need anything, really speaking. If you are really in the spirit of devotion, then our business is to simply chant Hare Krishna and do those things which are pleasing to the Supreme Lord and His devotees. That is our business, nothing else. Otherwise, we will get so much entanglement, and we try to justify so many things. I need this, I need that, and I need. And before we know it, we accumulate so many things, and then time to come, you know, give up the material world. And Krishna says, okay, time to go back to Godhead. Whew, what about my baggage? Krishna says, well, stay back. Next. No baggage? Okay, on the plane. Baggage? But in the transit lounge. And see, you can reduce some of your baggage. You know, when you go to the airport, you see, when you check in, the guy says, well, you got excess baggage, either you pay for it or you reduce it. And you are in dilemma what to do. I won't take it, but then it's going to cost money. I don't have enough money to pay this. Before you know it, your flight is missed. Yeah. So don't miss your flight back to Godhead. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we have now exactly 10 minutes. So in that 10 minutes, I request all of you to get up in a very fired up kirtan, and in the spirit of this very blissful kirtan, we'll receive the Lord's audience and then be blessed by Him. So don't hold back. Just freak out. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki, Sri Sri Radha Lanna Nishwara ki, Sri Sri Gauranitai ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.